Chapter 48, The Milk Bar Shift. Simba's milk hut buzzed with the hum of Grabusian men. Their laughter echoed off the wooden walls as lanterns cast a warm glow overhead. Melissa moved swiftly between tables as her bare feet padded across the rough floorboards with a tray of empty glasses balanced in her hands. Her collar sat heavy against her neck, a cold reminder of her place, but she kept her face blank, and the training at the Slave Academy kept her movements precise. Nadine worked nearby, wiping down the bar. Her pale skin was a stark contrast to the 10 Grabusian girls bustling around them, black, young, and slim. Their naked bodies were well-trained and healthy. Their long braided hair swayed as they served drinks, entertained guests, or offered themselves for inspection with practiced ease. Melissa and Nadine were the only white slaves in the lineup. Their difference drew stares from the patrons of the venue. The air carried the sweet scent of coconut milk cookies and mango sticky rice bites. Small treats displayed on the counter alongside spiced plantain fritters, their savory aroma mingled with the bar's offerings of milk drinks, both fresh and bottled, to tempt the patrons' appetites. A stocky Grabusian near the bar counter raised a finger. His gravelly voice cut through the lively hum of the room.
Fresh milk drink, make it quick, and a plate of those plantain fritters to go with it.
The barman, a wiry man with a scar across his cheek, nodded sharply to the girls, his tone clipped.
Fresh order. Line up.
Melissa set down her tray. Her stomach twisted as she exchanged a glance with Nadine, whose pale face tightened with dread. They moved to the side of the bar to join the Grabusian girls, in a neat line before the customer. Each girl fetched an electric breast pump from a shelf. The devices were small but heavy. A suction cup was attached to an integrated collection cup for the milk. Melissa knelt on the floorboards, her knees dug into the rough wooden floor, with the lineup stretching out in full view of the customer. His gaze raked over her, drinking in her naked body, and she felt her collar like a vice, a reminder of her role, bare, a tool for their profit. She pressed the suction cup to her right nipple, and the machine hummed to life with a low buzz and squeezed. The pull was sharp, and a deep ache radiated through her swollen breast as milk streamed into the container, white and steady. She kept her face blank, but her jaw clenched as fury simmered beneath her skin. "I'm not your damn cow," she thought. Her hands trembled slightly as she pumped under the customer's stare. She switched the cup to her left nipple, and the ache flared anew. But the milk flowed faster now, steadily filling the cup. The Grabusian girls worked beside her. Their movements were mechanical, while Nadine's breaths came shallow. Her own pump hummed as milk dripped into her container. The container had a demarcated line, a quota each girl had to meet, and the thought of falling short, of being singled out before the others, sent a jolt of panic through Melissa. She pumped again, her nipples throbbing, and glanced at the cup with worry. Relief washed over her as the milk level crept past the line, and the white liquid finally kissed the mark. She switched off the pump and disconnected the suction cup from her nipple. Her relief was immediate as the pressure eased, and she held the bowl before her in an unspoken offer to the barman as was protocol. The barman paced the line, his eyes sharp, and stopped at each girl. He poured their milk into a single cup with a practiced tilt. When he reached Melissa, he nodded curtly and emptied her bowl into the cup, the milk swirling with the others. He moved to Nadine, then down the line, the cup filling steadily, until he poured it into a whiskey glass, the white liquid gleaming under the lantern light. He handed it to the customer, who grinned, lifting the glass in a mock toast before taking a long sip and biting into a fritter. The spiced plantain paired perfectly with the creamy milk. Melissa's hands fell to her thighs. Her nipples throbbed from the pump's relentless pull. The customer's gaze lingered with a satisfied smirk, and made her skin crawl with discomfort. She turned her head slightly to avoid his stare. Some drinks used pre-milked bottles, also called farm-yield milk on the menu, cooled and stored, sourced from the farm girls at Coconut Grove. But fresh orders like this demanded the spectacle. It proved the milk was straight from healthy females, a guarantee of quality that made Melissa's skin crawl. Other drinks, like cocktails or coffees, might use the bottled milk, but the process for fresh orders never changed. The girls lined up, exposed. They're milking a public act to satisfy the bar's clientele. The shift dragged on, with more orders coming in, some fresh, some bottled, until the bar settled into a steady rhythm of clinking glasses and murmured conversations. Melissa wiped down a table. Her muscles ached from the earlier milking when two Grabesian men at a nearby table caught her attention. Their faces were lined with the discerning scrutiny of milk foodies. Their tunics were marked with the dust of travel, and they waved the manager over. Their voices carried the refined curiosity of connoisseurs. The taller man leaned forward. His tone was measured, swirling an empty glass in his hand.
"We've savored the milk from your black farm girls for years. A robust depth, a full body, always a reliable finish. These white girls are a new addition. Yes, we're curious about their profile. Does their milk carry the same richness, or does it offer a different character?"
The shorter man nodded, his eyes flicking to Melissa and Nadine as they worked nearby, his voice smooth but probing.
"Indeed. We value consistency in our tastings. Might their milk differ in quality, given their unconventional provenance?"
The manager, a wiry man with a scar across his cheek, inclined his head with the polished deference of a high-class waiter, his tone warm and accommodating.
"Gentlemen, I appreciate your discerning palate, and I'm certain you'll find the white girl's milk a delightful complement to your usual fare. They're kept at the Slave Academy, an institution renowned for its care. Its slaves are nourished with the finest fresh produce and hearty grains, a diet far superior to that of many work slaves in these parts. Their milk reflects this quality, though it may offer a unique nuance to your tasting experience."
He gestured with a flourish, his smile attentive.
"Shall we arrange a comparison tasting to satisfy your curiosity? I'm confident you'll find it most enlightening."
The two men shared a look. Their interest piqued, and the taller one nodded.
"A tasting would be splendid. Let's explore the distinction."
The manager turned to the girls, his voice sharp.
"Melissa, Nadine, line up. Farm girls, you too. We're doing a comparison order. Two cups, one from the white girls, one from the black girls."
Melissa's stomach churned as she set down her cloth, exchanging a glance with Nadine, whose pale eyes widened with dread. They stepped forward, and the farm girls joined them with their usual efficiency. The crowd's attention shifted to the spectacle. Melissa fetched her pump from the shelf, and it hummed to life with a low buzz as she pressed the suction cup to her right nipple, the rhythmic tug drawing a sharp ache through her swollen breasts. Nadine mirrored her, her hands trembling as she worked, the hum of their pumps blending with the farm girl's steady rhythm. The barman collected Melissa and Nadine's milk into one cup and pooled the white girl's yield, while the farm girl's milk filled a second cup, their darker hands moving with mechanical precision. Melissa and Nadine stood close enough to overhear the discussion, their naked bodies exposed under the patron's scrutiny, the weight of their collars heavier than ever. As the manager spoke, Melissa's gaze darted to Nadine, her throat tightening with a mix of shame and rage about how they were being discussed like livestock. Nadine's lips quivered, her eyes glistening with unshed tears, and she whispered,
"They're talking about us like we're some kind of cattle. I can't stand this."
Melissa's jaw clenched, her voice a hissed reply.
"I know, it's awful. Just keep going. We'll get through this."
Her fingers tightened around the pump, her knuckles whitening as the humiliation burned deeper. stripping away another layer of her dignity. The manager handed the cups to the two patrons, who swirled the milk with the scrutiny of connoisseurs. The taller man sipped from the farm girl's cup first, nodding appreciatively.
Savory, as always. Rich, earthy, just how I like it.
He then tasted the white girl's cup, his brow furrowing before a slow smile spread across his face.
This is less flavorful, almost neutral, but the texture is creamier, smoother. I like that.
The shorter man agreed, taking his own sips.
The black girl's milk has more depth, but the white girl's creaminess is nice, different, but good.
The manager shrugged, leaning against the bar.
Could be their conditions. The white girls are kept at the slave academy, not the farm. Their diet's different. Better in some ways, but it might affect the taste.
The taller patron set down his cup, satisfied.
Interesting experience. Thanks for the test. I'll take a bottle of Nadine's milk with some mango sticky rice bites.
The shorter man nodded, adding,
And I'll have a bottle of Melissa's milk with a coconut milk cookie. Let's see how that pairs.
Just as Melissa and Nadine returned to their tasks, the door swung open and a Grabesian man in a crisp tunic stepped inside, a tablet tucked under his arm and a badge gleaming on his chest. His sharp eyes scanned the bar, taking in the lingering patrons and the slaves at work, his presence commanding immediate attention. Near the entrance, a framed certificate caught the lantern light, its seal proclaiming Simba's Milk Hut's compliance with Grabesian health standards, a voluntary stamp of approval for customers seeking assurance of quality. The manager hurried over, his expression shifting from exhaustion to nervous deference, as he recognized the insignia of a voluntary certification inspector, a service Simba's Milk Hut paid for to earn that seal through unannounced visits. The inspector raised a hand, his tone clipped but professional.
Evening, manager. I'm here for an unannounced inspection. Standard procedure. I'll need to verify the health compliance of your slave girls. Line them up, please.
The manager nodded quickly, wiping his hands on his apron as he called out,
Girls, line up now. Inspection time.
His heart raced as he watched the girls assemble. The weight of the certification pressed on him. That voluntary seal near the entrance was a stamp of approval. It reassured customers that the raw breast milk, unpasteurized and unhomogenized as it was safe despite its risk of spoilage in Grabesh's tropical heat. It drew discerning drinkers, justified higher prices, and any lapse could spark doubts about the milk's quality, driving customers elsewhere. Melissa's heart sank. Her body was already weary from the night's ordeals. She and Nadine joined the farm girls in a neat row near the bar, exposing their naked bodies under the inspector's scrutinizing gaze. The patrons quieted and watched the process with mild curiosity. The inspector started at the far end and worked his way down the line with mechanical efficiency. He scanned each farm girl's chip with his tablet, a device embedded between their shoulder blades, logged at Coconut Grove Farm. He cross-checked their ear tags to ensure the IDs matched. Then he reviewed their health files with a critical eye. The farm girls stood still. Their expressions were blank. They were accustomed to such checks. When he reached Melissa, his gaze narrowed as he held up the tablet.
Step forward. Girl, name?
Melissa's throat tightened, her voice low.
Melissa, sir.
He scanned the chip between her shoulder blades. The tablet beeped softly as it registered her ID.
Come closer,
he ordered in a brisk tone. She shuffled forward. Her cheeks burned as he tilted her head to inspect the yellow tag in her right ear, the metal pin glinting under the lantern light. The IDs matched, and he pulled up her file, his brow furrowed as he scrolled through the records. Melissa's stomach churned as she stood under the inspector's gaze. The inspection was not for her, but to ensure the quality of her milk, was safe for human consumption in hospitality. She glanced at Nadine, whose pale eyes mirrored her own hollow shock, and Nadine whispered,
"We're just milk machines to them, aren't we? All that matters is that their precious drinks are safe."
Her voice barely audible as Melissa's hands trembled with the urge to cover herself. He turned to the manager, his voice firm.
"This one, Melissa, her milk hasn't been lab checked for quality and safety. That's a requirement for certification."
The manager's face paled, his hands fidgeting as he stepped closer.
I apologize, sir. She's not part of the Coconut Grove herd. We're trialing her and the other white girl here. We sourced them from the Slave Academy. I was assured they're in good health."
The inspector's expression softened slightly, his tone measured.
"I see. Her file shows she's been checked by the health office and has indeed been attested good health overall, so it's unlikely there's an issue with her milk. I'll issue a fix-it notice for now and let it slide, but this needs to be addressed within 14 days.
The manager bowed his head, relief flickering across his face as he thought, thank the stars he was letting this slide. He couldn't afford doubts about the milk's safety. It would hurt the bar's reputation.
"Thank you, sir. I'll speak with her handlers at the Slave Academy immediately to ensure it's done."
The inspector nodded, then turned to Nadine.
"Next, name?"
Nadine's voice trembled as she stepped forward.
"Nadine, sir."
He raised the tablet to scan her, but after several passes, his tablet beeped in error and he frowned.
"No chip detected. Let me see your ear tag."
Nadine froze, her hands twitching at her sides as he tilted her head, inspecting both ears.
"No tag either,"
he muttered, his tone growing stern. He waved the manager over again, his voice sharp.
"Manager, this slave has no identification markers. That's a direct violation of the certification standards. Identification and health compliance are required for certification."
The manager's face flushed with panic, his voice quick and apologetic, as his mind raced another violation. The bar couldn't afford any doubts about the safety of their beverages.
"I'm so sorry, sir. I've never looked into this myself. The Coconut Grove Farm has always handled the slaves' compliance, but these two are from the Slave Academy. I'll speak with their handlers immediately and ensure they're brought up to standard. I promise this will be fixed."
The inspector stepped back. His gaze shifted to the bar counter.
"Before I conclude, I'll need to see your bottled milk storage. Let's ensure proper handling."
The manager nodded and led him to a refrigerated unit behind the bar. Its glass door was fogged with cold. The inspector opened it, revealing rows of bottles, each labeled with a slave girl's name, ID, milking date, and expiration date. He checked a few at random, nodding as he confirmed the dates hadn't passed.
"Properly cooled, labeled, and within dates. Good,"
he said, closing the door with a satisfied nod. The inspector sighed. His expression softened as he glanced at Nadine. He noted her pale but otherwise healthy appearance.
"Both girls appear healthy, so I won't deny your provisional certificate tonight. But these issues, Melissa's milk check and this one's lack of identification, must be resolved within 14 days, or you risk losing certification entirely. Understood?"
The manager nodded vigorously, his voice tight with gratitude at the grace period he had been given, his thoughts a whirlwind of relief. 14 days, he could fix this, keep the seal, keep the customers coming.
"Yes, sir. Thank you for your understanding. I'll ensure everything is addressed by then, I swear."
The inspector gave a curt nod, his tone formal.
"I appreciate your cooperation. See that it's done."
He tucked the tablet under his arm, thanked the manager for his understanding, and left, the door swinging shut behind him. The taller milk foodie from earlier nodded approvingly, muttering to his companion,
"Good. They take quality seriously here."
His tone carrying a note of reassurance as he sipped his drink. They returned to their drinks, and the bar's hum resumed as Melissa and Nadine stood silently. They exhaled in shaky relief as the surreal experience of the quality of their breast milk being debated faded, a scenario they had never dreamed possible. A Grabesian customer at a nearby table raised a hand. His voice carried over the bar's chatter.
"I'd like a milk drink. Stored milk, please,"
he said. Opting for the cheaper option that most patrons favored, the bottles cooled and stored for convenience. But as the manager approached to take his order, the customer hesitated, his gaze flicking to Nadine as she wiped down a table nearby.
"Hold on, I've always had the farm girl's milk, but I see you've got white girl's now. I'm curious about the taste. Can I try a sample of hers?"
He nodded toward Nadine, his tone laced with intrigue. The manager, a wiry man with a scar across his cheek, offered a polite smile, his demeanor accommodating.
"Of course, sir, a fine choice to explore the difference."
He beckoned Nadine with a sharp gesture. "Nadine, fetch your milking device and come here. The gentleman would like a sample." Nadine's stomach dropped, her hands pausing mid-wipe as she set down her cloth, her cheeks flushing with a familiar dread. She retrieved her handheld electric pump from the shelf and approached the customer, her bare feet scuffing the floorboards. She knelt before him, her knees pressing into the rough wood, the crowd's eyes a heavy weight as she positioned the suction cup over her right nipple. The device hummed to life with a low buzz, and the pump's rhythmic tug drew a sharp ache through her swollen breast, milk streaming into the container with a soft, steady drip. She didn't aim for the demarcated line of a full drink, but the manager watched closely, stopping her after a small amount had collected in her container.
"That's enough for a sample,"
he said, his tone brisk. Nadine switched off the pump, disconnected the container, and handed it to the manager, her hands trembling slightly as she avoided the customer's gaze. The manager poured the small yield into a whiskey glass, the white liquid gleaming under the lantern light, and handed it to the customer with a slight bow.
"Here you are, sir, a fresh sample of Nadine's milk."
The customer swirled the glass, inspecting the milk with a discerning eye, then took a slow sip, his brow furrowing in thought. A smile spread across his face as he savored the taste.
"Interesting. It's creamier than the farm girl's milk, with a subtle novelty I quite enjoy. I think it'd pair well with the shot of Tia Maria."
He set the glass down, nodding decisively.
"I'll take a glass of her bottled milk with a shot of Tia Maria, please."
The manager's smile widened, his tone warm with approval.
"An excellent choice, sir. Your taste is impeccable."
He turned to Nadine, his voice firm but encouraging.
"Nadine, behind the bar, prepare the gentleman's drink, a glass of your bottled milk with a shot of Tia Maria."
Nadine rose. Her movements were stiff as she walked to the bar. She retrieved a labeled bottle of her pre-milked milk from the refrigerator. She poured a glass and added a shot of Tia Maria with careful precision. The dark liqueur swirled into the white liquid, and she returned to serve it to the customer. The manager handed it over with a flourish and watched as the customer took a sip, his nod of satisfaction a small victory for the bar's reputation. Hours later, the night's bustle faded. The last patrons trickled out as the barman called closing time. Melissa's muscles ached as she stood. Her knees were stiff from kneeling during the milking, her body weary from hours of serving and cleaning. Nadine rose beside her. Their movements were sluggish as they wiped down the last tables. The bar was quiet now, save for the faint clink of glasses. Dimitri appeared at the door, his lanky frame cast a shadow across the floorboards. He held a bundle of chains in his hand.
"Time to move, slaves,"
he said, his smirk sharp as he cuffed Melissa's wrists behind her back, the steel biting into her skin. Nadine followed, her own cuffs clinking, and Dimitri locked their collars into a coffle chain, the metal glinting in the moonlight. He tugged them outside, their bare feet scuffing the dirt as Dimitri led them along the path to the slave academy. The 10 farm girls, their long braids swaying, were locked into a different coffle chain and herded into a livestock trailer. Their chains rattled as the cage door slammed shut, and the buggy rumbled off toward the Coconut Grove farm. Confusion surged through Melissa as she walked behind Dimitri, the chain tugging at her collar with every step.
"Why aren't we going to Marcus's?"
she demanded, her voice sharp despite the risk, the steel cuffs biting into her wrists as she strained against them.
"I'm supposed to be with him. 3 days, that's the deal."
Dimitri glanced back, his smirk widening, his teenage curiosity lighting up his eyes.
"Oh, didn't you hear, Princess? Marcus had some kind of emergency, so it looks like you'll get to spend more time with me. Having some trouble at home?"
His tone was teasing, almost gleeful, as he gave the chain a playful tug. Melissa's chest tightened, fury igniting hot and fast as she stumbled forward, the chain a cruel tether. She wasn't in the mood for his childish probing. Her body ached from the night's humiliations, and her wrists were raw from the cuffs.
"He got into a fight with a friend,"
she snapped, her voice edged with outrage, immediately regretting giving him even that much.
"Is that why Marcus changed the plans for me? Because of some stupid fight?"
Her words hung in the air, a mix of frustration and confusion, as she glared at Dimitri, unwilling to say more. Dimitri chuckled. His smirk grew as he yanked the chain again to keep her moving.
"Ooh, a fight? Looks like there's some serious drama in your owner's life, Princess. Guess Marcus isn't as boring as he looks."
His tone dripped with amusement. His eyes glinted with the thrill of gossip as he led them along the dirt path to the Slave Academy. Melissa glared at the passing dirt road. Her hands jerked uselessly against the cuffs, and the chain pulled her forward as Nadine shuffled silently beside her. The unfairness of it burned. Marcus's drama had stolen her brief reprieve, dragging her back to the academy's hell. Her jaw clenched, but a bitter resolve settled in. She'd survive this, but she'd never forgive Marcus for abandoning her to this fate.